Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God for our special meditation on this Nation Sunday is recorded in Psalm 8 as follows. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim in the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, last night our family went to a patriotic symphony concert in downtown Kalamazoo. The night before, we saw some fireworks celebrating the anniversary of the founding of our country. Citizens gather at parades and wear red, white, and blue this time of year, and families take time to enjoy cookouts in the yard or at the park. Our country is a wonderful place. Even for all the people who protest, saying they will leave if America goes this direction or that, or does this or that, none of them actually follow through and leave. Because the freedom and the peace we have here is extremely difficult to find anywhere else. And everyone knows that. God has richly blessed our nation, and he has blessed our land. And today we consider how our land displays the glory of God. We see what God has given us as we look around us. And we see how God has been mindful of us and cares for us and loves us. In composing Psalm number 8, David looked at the heavens, the universe, everything that God had made, and what he saw was amazing to him. The rolling hills and the sloping valleys and the flowering plants, the scurrying animals and the bright sky. Everything, all of it, led him to exclaim to God, "How majestic is your name in all the earth." David recognized beyond any doubt that the land and the sky around him was God's doing. The place where he lived, his nation, God had put that there for him too. Maybe you have stood where David stood from time to time. You probably have. Think for a moment about places in this land where you have been, where you have been moved to praise God for what you have been given. Maybe when you were standing next to a magnificent lake or a pristine waterfall or watching a hummingbird in your backyard. From the peak of Mount Rainier to the sands of Warren Dunes, there is seemingly no end to the goodness and the beauty of the land in which we live. A poet once wrote, "I love this land, sublime America, the place where mountains crown the land, clear water from the streams ran loving through my hands, the lakes and parks a pleasure, the streaming waterfalls a treasure, the haunting ruins of Mesa Verde, covered in a shrouded mist, to emerge a short time later. Seeing Cliff Palace sun-kissed, I heard Old Faithful rumble before it spewed its plume of water vapor, steam, and mist, made this display a truly wonderful artist. The mighty trees in the redwood forest will take your breath away and leave you praying that they will always stay. Look at what God has given us here. Natural resources, recreation, geographical protection with oceans on both sides, access to food and shelter. This land is bountiful. On the list of the 10 countries in the world with the most natural resources, the United States comes in second, only behind Russia. Did you know that there are over 2 million farms in our country, covering 913 million acres of farmland? Our land is the work of God. It's not the result of some big bang in the universe. The wide variety of animals and plant life that is all around us did not come into being over millions and billions of years by chance or dumb luck. God built the DNA of each created kind into the mechanism for all the variations of plants and animals that we see. And much of the landscape that we appreciate and enjoy, the great canyons and the mountains that we see today, were formed during the flood of Noah's day, sculpted by the hand of God, so to speak, as the waters receded. God has set things in place here for us, this land, this nation. The Bible says he even has a say in who governs his creation on earth. Romans 13 says, "Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which has been established by God." The authorities that exist have been established by God. And when Pilate spoke to Jesus, Jesus said, Don't you realize that you would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above? When we consider the heavens, when we look around at our land, when we see what the Lord has given to us in this country through the wonderful natural resources he has given us, through the elected officials that he has given us, all the credit and glory for all that we have and enjoy here goes to God. It is not our own ingenuity that brought us all this. Without God to give us this beauty to look at, without his blessing on the work of our hands, without his loving hand in giving us the constitutional form of government that allows us the freedom to enjoy what is around us, we would have none of this. As James wrote, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights." It is all from God, and our land displays the glory of God as we see around us everything that God has given to us. How is it that you happen to become a part of all this? Have you ever thought about that? I have. Have you ever said to yourself, "What if I had been born in Somalia or Syria? Or what if I were running for my life in some war-torn country instead of sitting in the shade on July 4th sipping lemonade and making sure my brats don't burn on the grill. How did I get all this? How did I get all this? That's what David wondered too in Psalm 8. He said to God, "What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet. All flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, all that swim in the paths of the sea." David wondered the same thing. What are you and me that God cares about us? How did I get all this? What have we done to deserve this place in God's creation? This land, this country? The answer is, we have done nothing. Nothing to deserve all this. We are not worthy of it. We are sinners who so often mismanage the earthly things that God has given us, wasting what he gives. Human sin affects various decisions of those who are in authority, no matter what political party they belong to. Some people take pride in what we know God has given us, thinking they have brought it upon themselves by their own ingenuity and might. No, we cannot point to anything in us and say, "This is why we have it so well here." Rather, what you have here in America is all from God, simply because he chose to give it to you. Just like he chose to give you the gift of his son, Jesus. At your birth, you faced judgment and punishment. Your heart was opposed to God. Your will was contrary to his. But he reached out to you and changed your heart. He persuaded you to see the cross on which Jesus gave his life for yours, bearing the punishment for your evil will and action. He led you to see Christ as your Savior, as your way to new life in heaven. By his Holy Spirit, he brought you to repent of your sin and believe in Jesus so that you can grow day by day in grace and holiness. This was all a gift to you. And on top of it all, he gifts to you a land where you can enjoy the gift of his son and where you can share it with others. Just like God kept you in mind, did not forget you, but sent you a savior from death, he also gifts to you a place to live and a place in which we can appreciate his salvation. Our land displays the glory of God as we see how God has been mindful of us. Sinners though we are, he has remembered us. He has shown us tremendous acts of love. Everywhere we turn, we can say, "I do not deserve any of this, but God gave it to me anyway." O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. God bless our native land. Firm may she ever stand. Amen.